This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tasliman kathiran kathira. We are on Juz 19 in Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the laws relating to anyone who accuses a chaste woman or man of illegal sexual intercourse, and ordered that if the accuser could not produce 4 eyewitnesses to the actual act, then they would be lashed 80 times and then be declared liars for life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat exonerating and declaring innocent our mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha from the false rumor that the munafiqeen had started against her and spread against her, and prescribed punishment against them. Therefore, anyone accusing Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha would be denying the Quran, and so this person would have left Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the ayat concerning Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, advising him and us, of course, to forgive others because we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُحَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. Allah said, and let not those among you who are blessed with grace and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, to the masakeen, to the poor, and those who left their homes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, to the muhajirun. Let them pardon them and forgive them. Do you not love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive you? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Surah An-Nur also has instructions about various important domestic matters, about how to behave in the house, how to some matters relating to the raising of children. It also has ayat referring to the dress code that is prescribed, which is hijab for women. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this famous and beautiful ayah, the ayatul nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله بنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable, the example of His light is as if there were a niche and within it a lamp. The lamp is in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil would almost glow forth of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides to His light whom He wills. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is all knower of everything. About those who guided, or those who He guided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Allah said, men, rijal, people, and this, of course, here it means also women. Allah did not say dhukur, He said rijal. Men whom neither trade nor sale diverts from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor from establishing as-salah, nor from giving zakat, They fear a day when hearts and eyes will be overturned from the horror of the Day of Judgment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may reward them according to the best of their deeds and add even more for them out of His grace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides without measure to whom He wills. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for ourselves. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.